You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a fantastic broadcast we're going to have for you this evening, a show the likes of which we have never aired. We've never done a show, not in 16 years, the way we're going to do it tonight. It is TPC's Sweet 16. Welcome, one and all. I'm your host, James Edwards, along with Keith Alexander. A very special celebratory weekend for us here, as it always is at the end of October. It is your live broadcast for Saturday evening, October the 24th. It was on October 26th, 2004, that this show got its start, and we always mark the occasion. Now, we normally do it by bringing on members of the cast and crew from years gone by. We'll bring on an Art Frith. We'll bring on other people, Scoop Stanton, Sam Bushman, you know, the wider cast and crew, obviously Jack, Keith, myself, Eddie Miller, people who have played a role in the development of this show from its inception all the way through the current day. Now, that's what we normally do on our anniversary shows. If we don't do a live conference, which we do from time to time when the spirit moves us, obviously we're not doing that this year. We did have one last year. What a weekend that was a year ago this weekend. But no, tonight what we're going to do, like I said, something like we've never done before. At the midway point of this show, meaning the third segment of the second hour, all the way through the end of the show, the last hour and a half, we're turning the show over to you, ladies and gentlemen. We are either going to sink or swim based upon your calls. What we want to do on this, our 16th anniversary, is turn the entire last half of the show over to you. A very special open mic installment featuring your calls from coast to coast. So be sure to dial in and sound off this evening on what your favorite memories of the past 16 years of TPC have been, how you came to know about this show, some of your favorite guests, what keeps you tuned in week after week. That's what we're going to be doing the last hour and a half of tonight's anniversary program. We're turning it entirely over to the listeners. So don't make us look like fools. I'm
just thinking, what would happen if nobody calls in?
Well, I'll tell you, we'd leave and it'd be dead air. No, I don't think that's going to happen, Keith. I don't think that's going to happen. So we want you to jot down this number, ladies and gentlemen, 1-866-986-NEWS. Now, I know in the bumps that we run and the little announcements, it says call this number. Well, we normally don't take calls. For the people who call in, you know we don't normally take calls, even though we say we do. We normally don't. We will tonight. 1-866-986-NEWS. Bottom of the second hour. Start calling and don't stop. If you hear a busy signal, just keep calling. That's what we're going to do to celebrate our anniversary. But first, we still have the first hour and a half of the show, and we're going to be breaking down current events, the latest in the election news. You're going to hear from Paul Angel of the Barnes Review and Dr. Kevin McDonald tonight. We've got a lot of news to cover before we get into full-blown party mode in the middle of the second hour. First hour and a half is all business. Second hour and a half is all celebration, celebrating our togetherness. Once again, Keith Alexander with me. How are you tonight, Keith? And happy anniversary to you. You're a big part of this.
Thank you so much. I tell you what, this is a harrowing time to be, turning the show over, because we're on the eve of the most important presidential election during my entire lifetime, and I'm sure yours too, and possibly ever in the history of the United States, with the possible exception of 1860.
I thought about that. I said, should we do an anniversary segment? That's what we normally do the whole show. On the anniversary show, it's normally the full 3 hours. I said, should we do it at all this year? And I said, you know what? In today's political climate, you never know how much longer any of us will be together. Now, we're counting on it through God's grace, and if Jesus tarries, for many more years. I want another 16 years. I want to be here for as long as I can be. But you never know. And so while we are together, we want to share in that, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, I actually listened to the entire debate. How about you on Thursday night?
I did watch it, obviously. I mean, I don't think, the first debate, I think we spent at least half the show just breaking it down. Obviously, Trump was better appointed. He won the debate. There's no doubt about that. I think, Keith, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'll go out on it right now. Now, if this doesn't come to fruition, by all means, we'll burn this tape. But Trump wins the Electoral College 270 to 268. You heard it here. He wins it 270 to 268. I'll put up a little map on the website of how I got that figure and what states I have going red and which ones I have going blue. It is possible the way the Electoral College is dispersed, the way the numbers fall, for them to have a tie. Now, you have to have 270 electoral votes to win.
And we have a couple of states that don't have winner take all.
Yeah, that's Nebraska and Maine. Now, for someone to get under 270, you'd probably have to have the most likely years for that to have occurred would have been the George Wallace and Ross Perot years, even though it didn't happen in either of those 2 years. But it could tie 269 to 269. And if that happens, do you know what happens? It goes to the House. The House picks the president and the Senate picks the vice president. So Trump has to win outright. He can't tie. Although,
that the House is not going to select Trump over Biden.
Well, Trump is offering 900% matching today. It's up from its normal 800% matching. So 900% matching if you get a donation. 10 days to the election. Are you ready?
Well, ready or not, here it comes. Because I tell you this, as we've said before on this show, it's not just that we're that crazy and wild about Donald Trump. There are things about Donald Trump that have been disappointments to us. He is better than anything we've seen come down the pike in at least 30 or 40 years. But even with those disappointments, even if he were regular George W. Bush or something, for example, you would have to vote for the Republican because the Democrats are so unhinged this year. These people have gone full-blown cultural Marxist.
Oh, it's worse than that, I'm afraid, my friend. You're 100% right. And Kevin McDonald, when Kevin McDonald is on at the end of this hour, he's on for one segment only. We're going to do a couple more of those micro interviews like we did last week. But Kevin is going to make a stone-cold case for Trump. All right, why we have to get out and vote for Trump, he's going to do that later this hour. But I think one of his conclusions was the same as something I put up on Twitter this week. If for no other reason, I am going to vote for the reelection of President Donald Trump to deny the sanctimonious freaks in the media the joy that would come from having him unseated.
And
the
other thing you said, if I recall properly or correctly, is that you wanted to see Trump derangement syndrome raised to the third power, because these people that are opposed to Trump who went.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheep herder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine. The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. defendapatriot.com.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right. Well, we were so excited about our anniversary show tonight that we ran straight into the commercial break that first segment. So let's get back on the A-game here. Welcome back to TPC's 16th anniversary broadcast. Before we get to the party, we've got work to do. And, Keith, you're right. I mean, this year it does seem that there is a difference. I mean, yes, Trump, everything in America has continued to decline under Trump. There's just no doubt about that. But what you will have if Biden gets in is a totally different animal. I'll tell you what's happened.
I don't think that it's really declined so much under Trump. It's not because of Trump. It's because the left has been frustrated with their intention of taking over America and the Western world totally in the era between 2016 and 2020. They thought that Hillary Clinton was a shoe-in. They thought they'd have it all wrapped up with a bow by now. And instead, Trump has, you know, fouled up their plans, and they are livid about it. And they've dropped their guard. We've seen their slip now. What they're doing is they're telling us exactly what they wanted to happen and what they have in store for us. Before, they kept that more or less to themselves, but now it's out there in the open, and believe me, folks, it's going to be bad. It's not if they get in, I don't know if America can ever be redeemed again.
The time for a political solution may and probably has already passed. I mean, we have no illusion that Trump is going to be a savior. In 2016, I would have been very upset if Trump had lost because of the hope that he gave us all back then. Now, if he loses, I don't have a personal or an emotional attachment with him anymore to the extent that I think we might have all had to a degree in 2016. This time, I would be not so much upset that Trump lost, but I would be upset if Biden wins. Because here's the thing. What has Biden told us in the last debate and in his town hall. Number one, that eight-year-olds should be backed by the federal government to choose what gender they are, so to go through that mutilation process of their genitals. Biden's all on board with that satanic, demonic evil. And he said in the most recent debate, in his first 100 days, folks, you can hate Donald Trump. You can think he's a disappointment. Like I said, if you gave me the high school debate assignment, why should we not vote for Trump? I could convince you. But let me tell you this, if for no other reason, whatever you think of him, Biden has promised in the first 100 days to give blanket amnesty to 11 million illegal aliens.
And he's also said that he's going to start immediately in shutting down the petroleum industry and fossil fuels like coal. He's going to throw us into some type of, you know, deep depression economically. The climate change, for example, it came out very clearly, and this is one thing I'll have to give Donald Trump a lot of credit for. He really nailed it on this. All of the problems with CO2 emissions are coming from places like India and China, possibly Russia, who knows, but definitely China and India. But we're the ones paying the price. We're the ones that are having to reduce our emissions to make up for their lack of any control on the emissions they're belching into the atmosphere. So that is, you know, we're going to have America. America will lose its position of preeminence economically. It's no longer going to be the place that people want to go to. We're going to have leftists in charge. Crazy things like 8-year-olds assigning their own gender and whatnot. That is a crazy thing. That's not going to happen too often, okay? That's kind of fanciful. But things like shutting down the petroleum industry and the fossil fuel industry and making us pay gazillions of dollars to one world government under the rubric of climate change, that is real.
Well, all of that's real, but to me, it's the blanket amnesty. I mean, we already are teetering on a knife's edge with regard to our descent into the third world, and many of our cities have already gone over.
I know that all of these people from the third world are going to be Democrats. That's what they're
counting on. It's a straight ticket Democratic voting drive. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Keith. Trump is not the long-term answer. Okay, none of us are naive here. Trump is not the long-term answer for the survival of our people on this continent. But if you ask me, what should our people do on November 3rd with regards to this election? You've got to vote for Trump. And I'll give you another reason to vote for Trump. I really like what he did with 60 Minutes, the walkout of that interview. Now, yes, he shouldn't be granting these liars and these propagandists access anyway. He bashes the establishment media, and rightly so, but he continues to give them the exclusive access. But this woman, this Leslie Stahl that goes up and interviews
him. Good daughter of Israel.
Donald Trump made a remark, and she immediately countered, like a shrew would do, now you know that's not true. You have never seen anybody combat a presidential candidate or a sitting president of the United States by calling him out as a liar. They would never do that.
Total disrespect.
Never do that.
But see, what we're seeing is that if Donald Trump does get elected, and heaven help us, we hope that he does, he's got to bring the gloves off. He's got to start getting really serious. He can't sit back and rest on his laurels. He's got to start draining the swamp, firing the people in the FBI, firing the people in the CIA, firing the people in the Department of Energy, everything.
I got to tell you.
It's got to be done.
I saw a news story today. There's finally been an arrest made in Minnesota for engaging in a riot, and they arrested someone that they called was a far-right agitator. So of all the people that were up there in Minneapolis earlier this summer engaging in arson and looting, they found the one guy that they could at least claim as a right-winger, and that's the one.
They're staying on the crazy narrative about that, and that's why he needs to get rid of Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, who denies that Antifa and Black Lives Matter are a problem, but some mysterious right-wingers are actually, you know, somehow mind-controlling these leftists into doing all this. We've got to get the major federal law enforcement agencies straightened out. We've got to get the federal government, the bureaucracy, swept out with all. It's just so full of liberals that that's why Virginia has turned from a red state to a blue state. They have so many government employees in the Washington area, and of course, Virginia is one of the big bedroom suburbs for all these people to live in that work for the federal government. He's got to replace these with his base, which are flyover country conservatives. don't worry about them having any type of background in the FBI. Just hire somebody from flyover country that is good in law enforcement. Maybe he'll return the FBI back to its original vision, which was to be a federal law enforcement agency, not a an election dirty tricks campaign of a resource or something. This is why we need for Trump to really get serious about draining the swamp, building the wall, and doing all the other things that he said he was going to do that haven't gotten done yet.
I don't have any hope that he's going to do any of that anymore. Okay, I don't. But I don't think he'll give blanket amnesty. Most of the time, you're a lot more lame than your lame duck. But I do have hope that he won't give blanket amnesty to 11 million.
Well, he's not going to do that. And what he has done, what he has been able to do, is to do a stratagem against the federal judiciary by getting the Mexican government to keep out these Central Americans that are trying to caravan their way through Mexico into the United States of America. If they get to the United States of America, we've got to deal with all these Ninth Circuit judges, not only this Court of Appeals judges, but the district judges that are always putting some type of injunction on the president, and the president just meekly goes along with it. This way, he has stopped that. We may be getting, I think we've probably gotten all the Mexicans just about that they want up here, but we need to keep the rest of Latin America out. That's what the left wants. They always find the nearest group of third worlders. For America, it's Latin Americans, Hispanics, and in Europe, it's Muslims, people from the Middle East and from Northern Africa. They're trying to flood both areas with third worlders because they know that they will be on board for the big government solutions that leftist government parties always dangle before them like a carrot.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to move at breakneck speed tonight, cover as much news as we can the first hour and a half, because the last hour and a half, we are taking calls from coast to coast, and we're not going to stop until we run out of time. Celebrating 16 years on the air, 10 days before the presidential election. Stay tuned.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
She's a yes. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she'll vote to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court Monday when the nomination comes to the Senate floor. The Alaska Republican had previously said she didn't believe the Senate should take up a Supreme Court nomination so close to the election. Murkowski's announcement all but guarantees that Judge Barrett will be confirmed with a party-line vote, something that doesn't bother Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. He tells Fox News that Republicans have few problems voting for a nominee from the other party.
I think Democrats feel a little more comfortable being very, very partisan about it as opposed to Republicans, because Sotomayor and Kagan got a lot of Republican votes when we had a Democrat president, and even some of those times we had a Democrat Senate.
This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Why are illegal immigrant families not claiming kids in U.S. custody?
The Department of Homeland Security is responding to a report released by NPR alleging the agency is not doing enough to find families of minors separated from adults while trying to cross into the U.S. illegally. The policy of separating adults from kids began during the Obama administration, and President Trump ordered a no-tolerance enforcement of that policy at the U.S.-Mexico border. DHS spokesman Chase Jennings clarifies, for example, that out of the parents of 485 children whom plaintiffs' counsel is able to contact, they've yet to ID a single family that wants their child reunited with them in their country of origin, possibly meaning they're getting better care in U.S. custody than their families can provide. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
A Navy training plane crashed Friday in Alabama, killing both people aboard. The plane took off from Florida and crashed southeast of Mobile. Navy officials have not yet identified those killed in the crash. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Our first of two featured guests on this, our 16th anniversary broadcast. Leading the parade this evening is our good friend, Paul Angel, editor of the Barnes Review magazine. Folks, if you are not a subscriber to the Barnes Review, do what I have done and become one. I am a subscriber to the Barnes Review. I want you to be as well, and you can do that online tonight. BarnesReview.org, B-A-R-N-E-S, BarnesReview.org. There you will find a journal where history is put into accord with the facts. Its editor, again, Paul Angel, is with us, and we are thankful to have him this evening. Paul, how are you?
I'm doing well. Pleasure to be with you.
All right. Well, we're 10 days out from the election. You look over that electoral landscape. What do you see? What do you find? What are the most interesting things going on right now in the news to you?
Well, there's so much stuff going on. It's hard to focus it on one. But I'll tell you, one thing we can agree on, that whoever wins this election, they're going to have a big job ahead of them. But for me, it was more or less like what I've been asked to believe here in the past 4 years, right? The fictions that people ask us to believe. So win or lose, we're going to have to deal with a few realities. And one is that we are going to be asked to believe things that aren't true. I'm going to list a couple for you. A man can be a woman, and a woman can be a man just by saying so. That certainly isn't following the science. Sexualizing preteen girls in these movies and stuff, in which they emulate the behavior of strippers and such, is not a form of child trafficking or child abuse. Well, it is, but this is what they're going to ask us to believe, that it's not. That protests against, say, systemic racism do not spread any disease, but outdoor religious services do. They're going to ask us to believe that violent protesting is commendable behavior. They're going to say that if someone threatens to burn down your house, kill you, your family, your pets, or while they're protesting systemic racism, it's fine. If you stand out in front of your house with a pistol to ward them away, then that's a prosecutable offense. They also believe that tearing down monuments, somehow dedicated to American culture heroes, solves problems faced by minority populations. Of course, this is something we'll be asked to believe, and we'll fight it, of course, but it's one of the prevailing things is destroying history. And, of course, being with the Barnes Review History magazine is very much of interest to me. And, of course, those of us who own guns, law-abiding citizens who own guns, they want to convince everybody that we're equally as dangerous as criminal gang members who own guns illegally. Okay. That's another new thing they're going to ask us to believe. And or that inner cities will be just like the suburbs just by abolishing police departments. And I say, by that means that if, as Ocasio-Cortez has said, if you take away the cops in the inner city, they just turn into the suburbs. Well, that means the cops are responsible for poverty, crime, unemployment, drug abuse, gang shootings, what have you. But it seems to be a prevailing plank in the new left's, like, brainwashing program. Of course, foreign election
Paul,
meddling.
This is Keith Alexander. Let me just say this, because you're going through this list, and basically the list of things you're going over is the things that the president or whoever the president is can't cure, because we have a media that is dominated by the left.
That's correct.
What is going to happen? You know, the Barnes Review is a voice in the wilderness of truth regarding a leftist establishment in academia and in publishing about what history is. You know what it is for sure, but how are we going to cope with the media, even if Trump wins, and let's say we even get the Senate and the House of Representatives, the Republicans get a majority in those things, we're not going to be able to stop NBC, ABC, CBS. What do we do? How do we cope with this?
Well, and there's more forces than that, of course, aligned against. You've got teachers' unions and the curriculum at school. But I think that people need to go local. And so, obviously all we can do is vote. But George Soros, for instance, has figured out a way to fund local prosecutors. He's figured out that his money is best spent in local races. And so when people go to vote, a lot of times they don't even notice the names of the city councilman or the county councilman or whatever. Whoa. I just saw in, for instance, Loudoun County, one of the most richest counties in America, they elected a woman named Phyllis Randall. They're 90% white county, and they're going to be adopting critical race theory where they teach the little kids that they're the oppressors and such. So more than just the media, and believe me, I don't know what to do about the media, because it's funny, the Republicans, the Trump, nobody worried about censorship. As we were being censored, you know this personally, both of you, and the Barnes Review being persecuted with credit card loss and PayPal loss and Amazon cancellation. They're doing everything they can to crush you. They're only interested in it now because it's happening to them. So we've been fighting this for quite some time. And one of the ways to do it, of course, is in court. But the other way is to think local when you go and make sure the people you are electing are not neo-Bolsheviks. Because what happened in Loudoun County, again, the richest county in America, here in Virginia, is going total critical race theory. Now, how the heck did that happen? Well, I don't know if the media conned him into voting for that gal. I don't think so. So education and history is extremely important so that you aren't motivated by you're motivated by facts and information and not guilt. And so that is one thing about the news media. But I don't see the news media changing. As a matter of fact, I think the news media might just want Donald Trump to win. They have actually gained listenership, readership. You've seen Black Lives Matter political movement grow at an unbelievable pace. You've seen division here in the country like never before. One thing about Trump you can say is that he energized both sides of the debate. So I don't know how you're going to deal with the media, because as long as there's money in it for them, then they're going to keep on lying. So possibly
Paul, let me say this too. You were saying Loudoun County is the wealthiest county in the nation, and I'd like to build on that. I think a big part of the problem is the division of the electorate. The Democrats have the bottom half, and they also have like the top 0.1%, and the Republicans have what's in the middle. The problem is the people in that middle use all of their money to support themselves and their families, all the money to, you know, fund political campaigns, things like that, come from that top 0.1%. And that's why I think Trump's behind the Democrats when it comes to fundraising.
Paul, we have just about a minute, maybe a little more with you. I know we're doing just an unusual series of interviews last week, tonight, and next week, the last three shows before the election, these micro interviews with some of our leading lights. Obviously, you are among that company. With about a minute to go, I want to remind everybody one last time, barnesreview.org. Subscribe to the journal. Folks, you've got to support the work that the truth tellers are doing, and we wouldn't have Paul Angel and Barnes Review represented on this program if we weren't.
I don't know anyone that does a better job than Barnes Review.
Amen. Paul, a minute left with the audience. 10 days before the election, what's your parting shot?
My parting shot is America's a pretty great place. And I think that it can survive 4 years of a bad president, but not when you start screwing the foundational aspects of this country, packing the Supreme Court, getting rid of filibusters. This worries me more than the news media, because the news media and Democratic Party are like tied at the hip. And so I don't know what you do about the news media. They're super powerful now. We've been fighting them for 45 years. And it seems like every time we have a victory, they have one just a little bit bigger. But I think everybody, whoever wins, will make it 4 years. But we've got to resist massive changes to what made this country great.
Yeah, we can't do away with the First and Second Amendment and pack the Supreme Court.
11 million illegal aliens, 8-year-olds being able to have the backing of the federal government to mutilate themselves.
It is, and actually it's Orwellian. If I have 20 seconds, I'll read you a quote. I got 20 seconds. Every record's been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered, and the process is continuing day by day, minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except as an endless present in which the party is always right. And so the minute the news media, that's from George Orwell, by the way, we always quote him, but I mean, it was like...
The Ministry of Truth.
It's daggone true. But as long as the Democratic Party and the news media are joined at the hip like they are, they're a pretty powerful force. So all we can do is...
You know, Paul Craig Roberts, to your point, Paul, as said just this week, if Americans elect Democrats next month, they will have empowered the most corrupt media in the history of the world. You know, to your point, that's Paul Craig Roberts, of course, former... Secretary of the Treasury, Reagan administration, been on this show as well a few times, still in touch with him, Paul Craig Roberts. So, yeah, I mean, the stakes are high. I appreciate what you said, though. You know, even if our window here in this country to change things at the ballot box is rapidly closing because of demographic replacement, our people will still have one another. There will still be a Paul Angel out there fighting. There will still be James Edwards and Keith Alexanders and the other good people that we have and that we feature on this program. And so long as there is that we're still out there, there's got to still be hope. And the audience believes in us, and we believe in our people, and we believe in the people tuned in. We'll find a way, Paul. I think we'll find a way.
I agree with you. Thanks for having me on.
Barnes Review, ladies and gentlemen, subscribe. Paul Angel, thank you so much. We'll talk to you.
It's a treasure trove of great books.
Kevin McDonald's up next. Stay tuned.
Yeah, this is David in engineering.
This is your wife in suburbia.
Oh, hi, hon. What's up?
How's the robot coming?
Well, he doesn't exactly respond to requests yet, but I'm...
Well, I know how frustrating that can be.
You do?
Uh-huh. I'm still waiting for my romantic lunch date.
Oh, yeah.
David.
Well, I must not have enough memory allocated.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
You know, your son said mama today.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll have to have that sound chip changed to Dada.
Well, you could reprogram it yourself, you know.
I know. Hey, why don't we do it over lunch today?
Oh, you really are brilliant.
Thanks. You want me to bring the robot?
David.
He can order pasta in 11 languages.
Only if he pays for his own lunch.
Okay. Oh, don't forget to bring Chip.
I still wish we hadn't named him that.
Well, why? It beats general default.
Oh.
Family. Isn't it about time?
Do you know that a baby processes information 3 times faster than an adult?
An adult what?
Engineer. Funny.
I'll see you at noon.
Can't wait.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Ladies and gentlemen, Keith Alexander and I were just remarking that Paul Angel's appearance in the last segment was like a fine wine. He just left you wanting a little more, and that's what so many great guests that we feature on this broadcast do. Most certainly included in that company is the man who we have with us now, a man who is a mainstay guest on this program, a man who is a leading light, Dr. Kevin McDonald. You know his credentials, folks. We only have him for 1 second tonight, so we're not going to go through his extensive biography, but Kevin McDonald is a national treasure. Kevin, it's great to have you anytime you're on the show, but especially tonight with it being our 16th anniversary. I know where you
were. And the eve of this presidential election.
That's right, just a week to go with that. And I know where we were on our 15th anniversary, Kevin. We were together. You gave a great speech at the conference that we had for the supporters,
well,
and I'll always remember that weekend.
Yeah, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
And Keith, I mean, it's a great show, and you guys really deserve all the credit. Great job.
Well, it's made easier when you have a talented guest. And for
you just hand the ball off to you and let you run.
For so many years, people like Kevin has made us look good. That's entirely accurate. Kevin, listen. Thank you for the kind words, my friend. Coming from you, it means so much, truly. And obviously, that's reciprocated from us to you. Now, you wrote an article for the Occidental Observer .net, which we want people to make amongst their daily reads. It was picked up by UNS as well. You made a closing argument, a last-minute case for Trump. Break it down.
Yeah, I think it's important for Trump to win. If he doesn't win, Democrats are going to get in, and they're going to shut down free speech. They're going to probably pack the court. Everybody says that. And the First Amendment is very much in danger. And I do really fear that it's going to be like Europe, where people like us would be locked up or at least completely shut down. The power would be on the left. And it would also, as far as you know, people like Bill Kristol, Max Boot, those neocons who were basically left the Republican Party because of Trump, because of what Trump was saying about immigration and diversity and all that, they would come back. I mean, they're just waiting in the wings. There's a lot of money, the sort of moderate Republicans who've just been a disaster for decades. And, you know, Trump's whole shtick has been populism, and if he wins again, it would strengthen the populist core of the party. It would keep out people like Bill Kristol, Max Boot, Jennifer Rubin, keep out people like Rick Wilson and those guys from that used to write for National Review and all that. These people, it's the party of big business. Then it's the party of legal and of all kinds of immigration, of wars for Israel. Tacit support for things like critical race theory, all those things are going to get a lot worse if Trump loses. And Trump has done a lot of things. At this end of the article, I summarize all the things he's done on immigration. And of course, he's not perfect. I mean, we all agree that he's not the savior. But he has lowered immigration dramatically, really. 92% for legal immigration. That's astounding. And these people can't come over the southern border. They don't do the catch and release anymore. They stick them back into Mexico, and they have to go to these camps. Yeah, it's really been an awful lot of what we would want in a president. And I really do fear what would happen if Biden gets in.
Well, not only that. Think about this, if you would, Kevin. You know, the First Amendment would definitely be jeopardized or threatened. What about the Second Amendment?
Second Amendment, too.
I mentioned that. And it's the same thing. You've got all these law professors who have already written all these law articles, law journal articles. They have the intellectual basis down pat. All it takes is a few more Supreme Court justices. Now, with the conservatives in 6-3 majority, it's really going to have to take a lot of court backing to get to turn this around for them. But yeah, that
they're
that
up to it.
What?
Keith, deadpanned. You said it's going to take an awful lot of court packing to overcome this, and Keith deadpanned. They're up to it. They're up for it.
They're up to it. They would do that. They would definitely do it. They're going to also, you know, they'll try to bring in Puerto Rico and Washington D.C. as states, which would give them a permanent majority in the Senate. And the fact is that this polarization is good. If Trump wins, there's going to be rioting in the streets. Places like Portland, New York City, all the places that have been rioting, Seattle, Baltimore, L.A., they're all been rioting. And
that's,
you know,
your briar patch, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what's going on up there. Those people ought to get a reality check when they see that there's no law and order in their home districts and whatnot.
Yeah, Kevin's the West Coast guy. Yes,
Portland, what are you going to do? You know, it's impossible. You can't have people just going downtown and having lunch and shopping anymore. It's crazy. And they're going into residential neighborhoods. People are moving out of those cities. I talked to this real estate guy in Idaho. He said, this guy said, you know, get me out of Portland before the election. You know, people are leaving those cities. And it's going to lead to more polarization, and the red states are going to get redder. The blue states may get bluer. And that's what we need. We need polarization.
Well, it's coming, Kevin. And, man, a couple of things I want to get to. I know we only have you for one segment tonight. It's an unusual thing, but yeah. That's what we're doing tonight. We're trying to get as many voices on as we can before the election in just one segment apiece. But, you know, the media, there was an article actually in the media this week. It's like an NBC News article, Kevin, that said the Democrats have promised nationwide protests. I guess that's a euphemism, if Trump wins. And I will go on the record again. I predict a very narrow electoral college victory by Trump, perhaps as tight as 270 to 268. I'm looking at the map. He's going to have to carry Michigan in order for that to happen. He can give up Iowa. He can even give up Pennsylvania.
And I doubt that it will be conceded, or it's not going to be settled until probably around Christmas. No.
Well, what we know what those protests mean, we know what that means. That's what's been going on in Portland and Seattle. But, Kevin, with a couple of minutes remaining, I want to get to one thing you put, a central piece of your article that has been so widely shared this week. And I put this out on Twitter, actually, just before I read your article. I wrote, Trump has been disappointing in some ways, but I'm voting for him again in hopes of denying the sanctimonious freaks in the media their joy. And we saw Keith Olbermann this week saying that Donald Trump should get the death penalty for every COVID death, one for every COVID death. He wanted him to have 220,000 consecutive.
They're going
to
do him like Oliver Cromwell. You know, they dug up his corpse and beheaded it.
Kevin, the motivation of beating the media. I mean, say what you will about Trump, I'd rather beat the media. I mean, how much should that factor in?
It will drive them crazy. Exactly. That's one thing for sure. They will drive them. We'll see Trump derangement syndrome to the third power.
How much should that motivate people to vote?
Absolutely. They're going to go absolutely nuts. As I say at the end of the article, says the 2016 election was a huge defeat for our hostile elite, including the media. Another defeat would be an even greater catastrophe and a great victory for everyone else. I mean, it's really Armageddon. We have to win this election. And I
need to drive the state through the heart of the vampire, too.
Yeah, it would. I mean, it would really make the Republican Party into the populist party. You know, 8 years of Trump, and you know, I think they've exhausted their impeachment efforts and all the hoaxes and the crap that they did for 4 years. I think it's, you know, I'm optimistic because I see it turning. The Hunter Biden scandal's a big deal. You know, it's going to sway some people. I realize, you know, you're not going to sway that people died in the wool, you know, but, you know, it's going to change some people. And I do think there's going to be massive unrest on November 4th.
He really can win. I mean, all these polls, let me tell you something. I think the polls are soft. I think a lot of people have gotten the message over the last 4 years. They know not to mention even to an anonymous pollster on the phone or even an automated poll They don't know who's monitoring that, who's on the other end. A lot of people are going to just either say they're voting for Biden or not voting or whatever. I think the polls are off. I think it's a lot tighter than what they're showing. I think Trump's going to win.
I agree.
I'm willing to eat crow on that. I'll say that confidently, and if he loses, I'll say I was wrong, but I think he's
going to never
win.
Underestimate the mendacity of the left, particularly for voter fraud. In Memphis, they do voter registration drives in the graveyards and stuff.
But, interestingly, Kevin, he can lose Pennsylvania. He can even lose Iowa. But if he hangs on to Michigan and carries Arizona along with the other states that he carried in 16, he wins. So that's interesting. He can win. If he takes Pennsylvania, it's over. If he takes Pennsylvania,
the statement of Biden that he's going to get rid of the oil industry, that doesn't go down in Pennsylvania. And coal and all that, I mean, fossil fuels, Pennsylvania, that's part of their economy, big part of their economy.
Well, he could. I hope you're right. If he wins that, it's just about over, so long as he holds on to Florida. Of course, I'm counting Florida in the bag. But he could lose even a couple of states.
I saw a poll today that he was up in Florida.
I think he will be. But I'm just saying he could lose Pennsylvania or Michigan. Yeah, he can't lose both of them. But he could lose either one of those and Iowa and still win.
But we need to get the word out to people in the battleground states. You've got to get out there and vote for Trump. This is crucial. Yeah. This is make or break.
Everybody's
all right, listen. And Kevin, you're doing more than most.
You're doing yeoman service.
TheOccidentalObserver.net. I'm there right now as we speak. TheOccidentalObserver.net. Kevin, Godspeed out there on the left coast. We'll talk to you after the election, my friend.
There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
You got it. We'll be back with the second hour next, ladies and gentlemen.